I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
What an imagination, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Broadcasting from the Tiki Room Studios in Music City.
It's the Disney List.
The Disney List.
You've got to have characters that the audience, the viewer, the reader cares about.
What makes a hero? What's friendship? What's the idea of sacrificing yourself for something larger?
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Disney List on Sorcerer Radio with your hosts, Kristen and Aljon. Welcome yet again to the Disney List. We got you covered in terms of your favorite rankings for Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, the theme parks, pop culture. If it's got Disney involved, you know we're going to talk about it here on the show. I am one half of your ringleaders, Aljon Goh, lifelong Marvel, Disney, and Star Wars fan at the helm, co-host with the most, S, Miss Dining at Disney.com, podcaster, also awesome travel vacation planner, Miss Kristen. Hello.
Hello, I thought maybe since they had my Disney mom shirt on, you would say Disney mom.
Well, you are a Disney mom now. We are Disney dad, Disney mom. My head hurts. Got a huge headache. I actually took up your advice and had a glass of wine before we cracked the mics open today. Because the kids are, screaming and yelling all day. They cannot be stopped. They cannot be squelched.
I don't know if they'd say all day.
Okay, for a large number of the day, large part of the day.
He just screams when he's really hungry.
Well, he was very hungry. Okay, so our kids, codename Boo and Jack-Jack, they're getting to that point where, he's got some separation anxiety now. So you leave him or...
Yes, he wants cries. Me to carry him around.
He wants to be carried. Even me, he'll be quiet if I pick him up and, we hang out together. If we're hanging out together on the couch, he's completely fine. He's a roly-poly boy, so he just rolls around. He's trying to crawl everywhere. He's army crawling, which is nice. Mm. But she, on the other hand, is like testing her boundaries, entering the terrible twos very early, as we've said before on the show. There's no stopping her. She's crazy.
Well, and for some reason, she's been very, if I leave the room, having thrown a fit, crying and being all upset that I've walked out of the room. It's like, I can't even go to the bathroom without her being upset about me leaving the room.
Yeah, she gets upset easily. She starts whining, and Kristen reminds me she's just a baby. She's just a baby, and I get this.
She doesn't have enough words. What do you do when you don't have words?
She cries.
You get upset.
She cries, and it makes me want to cry. That's for sure. But hey, look, we just hope that
she's cute.
She's cute. She's got a squishy face, and we love it. I have to squeeze her little nose, squeeze her little cheeks, and it's just funny because she's got the chipmunk teeth coming out, so. Yeah, actually, he does too. He's got the tooth. He's got another tooth coming in.
Yeah, it's just starting to break through the gum.
Yeah,
but other than that, he's got one baby tooth.
Yeah, he literally looks like Jack-Jack. It's hilarious. However, this is something funny. So we're giving them bath time and everything, and his hair is starting to grow out. And I said, he looks like John C. Reilly today. Does he's got the John C. Reilly hair? He's like a baby Wreck-It Ralph. It's crazy.
Aww. Yeah.
Anyway, well, hey, look, we have a great show for you lined up today. We are talking about the Disneyland
Resort. You know, it's opening up here at the end of the month. Super excited about that for all y'all. Of course, it's only open to locals right now, but we hope at some point that we'll be able to go down and meet you West Coasters, our West Coast listener family. But Kristen, we've got a nice top 10 in no particular order. What are we talking about?
We are talking about the top 10 experiences at Avengers Campus coming to Disneyland Resort on June 4th.
So stoked. They just released a video about that. So it looks really, really nice. It looks so much better than these renders, you know? But anyway, we are looking forward to that. Another thing we're looking forward to is talking about this. We've got some... Disney news. It's the news. Kristen.
Yes.
Disney Cruise Line got a new captain.
Yes, for the new ship, because they did announce that they were going to be launching three new ships. The first one, which we know the name, is Disney Wish. And now we know that the captain is Captain Minnie Mouse.
Minnie, yeah.
She will be at the helm.
Yes, she will be there. Now, I love it. I love that. So here's a quote here from Thomas Maslom, the president of Disney Cruise Line. Did I say that right? He says, as we look into the future with anticipation and excitement for continuing our legacy of creating magical vacations for families across the globe, we are thrilled to reach this significant milestone in the shipbuilding process and to unveil Captain Minnie as the beloved character on the bow of the Disney Wish. Yes, really cool. The coin that was inlaid in the keel of the Disney Wish features Captain Minnie, who made her debut aboard the Disney Cruise Line ships in 2019 as part of a collection of initiatives aiming to inspire the next generation of female leaders in the cruise industry. In maritime tradition, keel laying is a ceremonial beginning of the ship's life, says Philip Gunot, portfolio project management executive of the Walt Disney Imagineering team in Germany, who placed the coin at the ceremony. Today marks a momentous occasion for the Disney Wish, and I cannot be more proud of our Imagineers, the cast, crew of Disney Cruise Line, and the team at Meyer Werft. Did I say that? It's German.
Meyer Werft.
Meyer Werft. In the shipyard in Germany, who are bringing this enchanting ship to life. So expect this maiden voyage to set sail in 2022 in the summer. That's cool. I'm down with that. I can't wait. Did you check this out?
You know, I hope they do some training on that ship because I want to go. I want to go and do training on that ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice, right? Whenever you get the training for the. Travel agents. That's always nice.
Yes, for the, but it's only for travel agents that belong to a authorized Disney vacation planner agency.
Like you do.
Yes.
Lucky you. Unfortunately, I can't attend those. That'd be nice though. One day. Now, here's something interesting. You know that there's been this on again, off again thing with the Wolverine, which is Hugh Jackman's movie. Of course, he plays the titular character, Wolverine from the X-Men.
Also known as Logan.
Also known as Logan, yes. Bub. Why is it disappearing from Disney Plus? It's there, then it's not there. It's there, then it's not there. Do you know why? People have been scratching their head about it. And it seems to, yes.
You're going to tell us.
Yes. Apparently, there's some streaming rights involved in that. And so movies... you know, come and go from the Disney Plus vault, their offerings. And, you know, this is typical, you know, things happen like that where films are on Netflix for a certain amount of time. And then they all of a sudden they're leaving because they're only licensed for a certain time. And then they may have pre-existing agreements where they might show on, let's say, Stars, and they have streaming rights to it and they can't show it anywhere else. So they'll remove those type of films in there until their contract is out. So I believe that is the reason why, you know, you'll see something like The Wolverine come and go from Disney Plus. And there's a lot of films that do that. You don't like that.
No.
They have no choice.
I know, but I still cannot like it.
Yeah. Speaking of Marvel films, Kristen, did you know that, this entire time, we're like Black Widow. This is the movie that hopefully will come out here soon. It never had a rating. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, never had a rating, but it does now. It's rated PG-13, y'all.
Shocker.
PG-13, and it's for intense sequences of violent action, some language, and thematic material. Uh-huh. It sounds like a Marvel movie to me. But yes, once again, this movie is slated to reach theaters as well as Disney Plus day and date, July 9, 2021. This year, y'all, this year. It should have been out last May, but of course, pandemic had its hand in that. So,
if...
Yes.
It goes to the driving theater, I think that's when we should go see it.
I'm sure it will. I told, I was thinking long and hard about it because I initially had said to you, Kristen, I don't think we should bring the kiddos to the drive-in theater because they might just get loud and obnoxious and want to leave, make us leave. And, you know, so I don't know. Let's take a poll. Hey, you know, Disney fans out there, Disney List listeners, should we take the kids to the drive-in theater to see the Black Widow? Let us know. Thumbs up if you say yes. Thumbs down if that's a no, or, you know, leave us your comments.
Okay. So I say I am voting on the thumbs up because they are young.
Yes.
They will fall asleep. We'll be lucky if they don't fall asleep before we even get to the drive-in, considering it's an hour away. My mom took my sister and I when we were really little, and she would just, all they would do is they would put us in our pajamas and we'd sit in the, you know, in the car and watch the movie and fall asleep. And then my parents had, you know, at least the second movie completely to enjoy without my sister and I wanting something.
Okay, so we have some people in the chat. First of all, Gail says, "Hope you all are doing well." Hi, Gail. Good to see you. My old friend Aaron, you know, Aaron and I went to high school together. Aaron says, "Our family can't wait for Black Widow. We can't wait either. We've been waiting for so long, much like yourself. May 4th of last year is when it should have came out, but we've been waiting a long time. We all have." Lindsay says, Lindsay with a star because she's our top fan. The kids would love it. That's what she's saying. Mike Cassidy in the chat. What up, Mike? Gives us a thumbs up. Bring the kiddos. Aaron says something. You want to read that? Can you read that?
She says, yes. Aaron says, honestly, we wouldn't take the littles because they wouldn't sleep. I'll take the 12-year-old only.
Well, there you go. There you go.
But how old are her littles? See, ours are babies.
Yeah, ours are babies.
Babies. The oldest is 20 months. And at that point, there's no way either of them is going to make an hour drive without falling asleep.
They're 20 months now, but think about it. By the time this comes out, he'll be a year, and she'll be two.
Yes.
She'll be two, almost. So, yeah.
They'll almost be one and two.
Anyway, so we'll think about it. We'll think about it long and hard. We'll let you all know for sure. So here's another heartbreaker. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Disneyland released ticket prices ahead of reopening. So, you know, right now, Disneyland is going to be opening up on the 4th, April. I'm sorry, April 30th, but the fourth month. yes, later this month, April 30th. We've talked about that before. But are you ready for these ticket prices? Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
One day, tier one ticket admission to one park per day. How much you think it's going to cost an adult and a child, Kristen?
It's going to be over $100.
Correct. Adult. One day, no park hopper, $104 for adult, $98 for a child. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, Kristen, five-day park hopper ticket. How much you think a five-day park hopper ticket for an adult and a child is going to be?
Well, if it wasn't in front of me, my guess would have been for an adult, $345 would have been my guess.
Okay. $345 for an adult?
Yeah, that would have been my guess. I know that's not hold, right because I can see it.
Now you can see it. Hold on to your horses. Five-day park hopper ticket at Disneyland DCA, $415 per an adult, and $395 for a child.
Ooh.
Yeah, the multi-day tickets aren't quite the deal that they used to be.
My. So there you go. Yeah, that's expensive. So keep in mind that the Disneyland Resort is open to locals, or will open to locals on the 30th of this month. But by the time Avengers Campus opens, which is going to be June 4,
it'll be open barely more than a month.
Barely more than a month. You know,
I say if you're local, you're the only ones going to get to experience that, unless Disney decides to do some kind of media event,
yeah,
and invite media from other places. But other than that, you better have one of those passports like Kat does, you know.
Yeah, I think.
Or you visit both parks.
I think the media is going to be very important regarding this. I would think that it's written into the Marvel characters, like the actors' contract, to show up at these type of things, much like, you know, the cast did for Guardians of the Galaxy. Not everybody were able to show up, but they did have characters show up for that. They've had other characters, show up for other, you know, openings as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of the Avengers come out in full force. And we did see that for Star Wars. I mean, you got the original surviving actors to come out to that. So you had George Lucas come out for the opening of Star Wars, Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Billy Dee Williams. So that was pretty rad. So I'm sure some of the Avengers will actors will probably come out to this.
Okay. I know this is completely random, but I smell something sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. The sweet there. It's the wallflower.
Okay. Cause I was like something sweet and sugary, and it's like starting to drive me a little crazy.
Yeah. I forgot even what kind of okay. So we have this Bath and Body Works wallflower here by my studio, and it does smell sweet. I don't even remember what kind of flavor smell it is, but anyway,
okay.
Moving on. Hey, check this out. The new Creation Shop is opening this summer at Epcot. It's the next milestone in the park's historic transformation. So this is over there at Epcot, and it's going to be the Creation Shop. It's got bold, sleek design that creates a perfect showcase for a rich variety of items you can find as part of your Epcot experience. It will be an open, bright, welcoming environment with huge glass walls that allow sunlight to pour through and make you feel like you're in touch with nature, even while indoors. So this is a new shop, and this is going to be right by Club Cool. So
isn't this replacing Mouse Gear?
Possibly.
I think it's replacing Mouse Gear.
Yeah, I think it is too. Adjacent to the shop.
Yes, adjacent.
Yeah, it says, our goal for the Creation Shop is to be more than a place to pick up memento of your time at Epcot, but we want to make sure every moment with us to be experience worthy of the park's vision and tradition. The products you'll find here will extend Disney storytelling and allow you to bring that experience home with you while encouraging you to explore your own expressiveness and creativity. So what does that mean? You'll get to build your lightsabers. You'll get to build whatever other toys you want to build there. You'll also be able to get all kinds of clothes, and you'll have your mouse ear embroidery section there. Yes.
Creative.
Yes.
That tells me that one of the things that they need to be selling there are some Disney paint by number things. Cause you know, those paint by number things are pretty cool, and they're not like what the old paint by numbers used to be. I mean, now like they sell like, you know, high end brushes to be doing those now, and people, you can buy them with wood frames and stuff. And I know you can get some Disney themed ones on Amazon.
So Disney paint by numbers or Disney coloring books for adults? Leave us a comment in the chat. What do you think Kristen's going to like more, the Disney coloring books or the Disney paint by number? You find it very therapeutic, yes?
I find doing creative things therapeutic, yes.
So this shop will be a revitalized Club Cool. Oh, adjacent to the shop will be the revitalized Club Cool by Coca-Cola. Of course, it's going to have all your, you know, special flavors there, celebrating Coke in a brand new way while keeping the fan favorite experience that invites you to explore tasty drinks from around the world, including Beverly, Kristen's favorite.
You know what I think they should do?
Yes.
I think they should sell the way that some of these countries drink those beverages. So, for example, like when they had Mezzo Mix from Germany, yeah, they need to sell it with beer as an option that you can buy it with the beer mix. Because when you buy it in the stores in Germany, it actually comes in a tall can and it is already pre-mixed with the beer.
Why don't they just sell that at the Germany Pavilion? That's the more appropriate place because you get the beer instead of just the Coca-Cola product, the soda. Right?
Sell it in both places.
All right. Kristen just wants to buy beer sooner than walking all the way to the German Pavilion.
That's no, right. It's combined.
I get that. I know. Yes, I heard you.
It's that. Really weird, by the way.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, this is the new Mouse Gear, y'all. Creation Shop. Hey, what do you think about RIP Mouse Gear? What do you think? RIP Mouse Gear? You miss Mouse Gear already?
I can't wait to see what this place is like.
It was just a matter of time.
Mouse Gear has gone under many refurbishments over the years. I don't think there's any shop that's undergone refurbishments as often as Mouse Gear did. I mean, they were constantly changing that place and the way it looked inside. This is going to be... I like the idea of the light coming in.
Well, they're taking advantage of all the windows over there in Interventions, right? I mean, that's Interventions.
No, right? I don't think so. I believe this is going to be in Mouse Gear.
Okay. So
adjacent. Mouse Gear is adjacent to Club Cool.
Are you sure it's in the opposite side of Club Cool?
They're still adjacent.
Okay.
By definition.
Well, I thought adjacent was like right next, not like across the walkway. Okay, fine.
I don't know.
Fine.
Maybe it is an intervention, and I'm Looney Tunes. So okay.
Looney Tunes. That's Warner Brothers. Alrighty then. The last bit we're going to get into before we talk about our top 10 Avengers Campus experiences is going to be this special Disney Photo Pass experience now available on the app. So now you can capture your moment. Launched last year at Magic Kingdom, the Photo Pass photographers have collected thousands of incredible moments and milestones and celebrations, honeymoons, baby moons, beating cancer, anniversaries, and what they didn't mention, divorces. Just
keep
saying.
Going, and then I'll tell you something else they didn't mention.
For those not familiar, capture your moment is a 20, yes.
You didn't finish it. Graduations, adoptions, surprise return home from deployment.
Yes, and so many incredible personal achievements.
They didn't mention being an organ transplant recipient, like yes, beating cancer. It goes in that type of category.
Well, Kristen, there you go. There's something for you. You can also celebrate your kidney anniversary and your transplant.
See?
There you go. Always something for you to celebrate when you're at Magic Kingdom. For those not familiar, Capture Moment is a personalized 20-minute photo session with a Disney Photo Pass photographer reserved in advance. Sessions can include up to 8 guests and can take place around Main Street, USA, where you can enjoy stunning views of Cinderella Castle. Our photographers know all the best photo spots and will work with you to determine which photo location is best for what you want to capture. So, capture your moment. If you're interested in that, you can always call and schedule your session calling 407-939-7758. So, go ahead.
This reminds me of when you could book the sessions at select Walt Disney World resorts to do photos like we did over at Grand Floridian.
I was going to say that.
Over 10 years ago.
Yes. So you'll need to book these 60 days in advance at least. All right. And you'll have to check in over at the Town Square Theater in order to get started. Of course, attire and a guest supplied props need to abide by park policies. As well, wedding attire and clothes that drag on the ground are not permitted. No refund will apply for no-shows and cancellations made less than 24 hours of the start time. Gratuity is not required. Prices and services subject to change. So those who wish to capture the photos with a photographer for longer than 20 minutes can book additional 20-minute sessions, each session priced at $50. Actually,
That's not bad.
It's not bad, provided you get a great photographer.
I was going to say, provided you get a real photographer, since they can pretty much hand anybody a camera and go, here you go.
Pretty much. Now, you all know, if you remember from, you know, Kristen and I's podcast when we were hosting WDW Tiki Room on Sorcerer Radio, that PhotoPass have been our friends for many, many years. We oftentimes, before this My Disney Experience app was a thing, we would book, you know, get those DVDs, and we'd make it a point to get hundreds of pictures taken at the parks of each other. And of course, those are the only park pictures we posted now over the past 10 years, because we haven't really gotten a lot of pictures taken over the past few years at the parks, for whatever reason, you know, because we've been there, done that. We've gotten so many PhotoPass CDs over the course of our marriage.
But when you did that back in the day, when you got the CDs, before you got them, you could go online.
Yes.
Edit the photos, add all those little magical touches and stuff, borders, whatever you wanted to do.
Christmas cards.
And you could turn them into nearly 500 pictures.
Yeah.
If you had the time and wanted to.
Yeah, which was really cool.
Which I've done. And then they would have to send it on two CDs.
Well, this makes perfect sense. As you said, Kristen, we did a photo shoot or two. I know that you booked one for our anniversary years and years ago, and there's still some of my favorite photos of us. We did it at Grand Floridian. It was amazing. We had a great photographer. I thought we had some great photos for the amount of money we spent on it. How much money did we spend on it?
I don't even remember.
Wasn't cheap.
I do have the receipt somewhere, so I could really dig it out, because I have kept all of our Disney receipts together.
It was cool.
I'd hate to add them up and see how many tens of thousands of dollars we've spent at Disney over the years.
Let's not do that. That's all
for I think we should do that if we get to adopt Boo and Jack.
That's the goal.
I think that's what we should do.
That is the goal. That is the goal, gang. I wonder what new story you guys were digging. Let us know in the comments. Let us know. Lindsay Marie in the chat says she loves PhotoPass. Yes, we love PhotoPass too. And we love the PhotoPass cast members for sure. We've been very lucky. We've had great PhotoPass people. Yes.
And Erin commented how old her two little ones are, and they're 7 and 8.
Ah.
So they're at the age that where they'll still stay awake for a while. So
I'm at the age where I just go to sleep anytime, really. Honestly, I just fall asleep at the drop of a hat. And having said that, let's move on to our top 10.
It's the Disney List top 10.
So here we are. We are here, the precipice of Disneyland opening Avengers Campus. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I love this. If you look online, Kristen, the gift shops are already selling Avengers Campus gear and Avengers recruiting stations, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is recruiting, and like everybody's recruiting Avengers now.
Is Sword?
No Sword.
No Sword.
No Sword. But I'm sure that's coming. You know, I'm sure it's coming.
You know, there is a lot of things that they could sell with it being a campus.
This is true. This is true. But get this, y'all. Get this. Disneyland will open the brand new land Avengers Campus as it welcomes superhero recruits beginning June 4th. This year, June 4th. So it's going to be awesome. Can't wait. So according to this release, you're going to have guests at California Adventure joining the action at Avengers Campus, where Spider-Man swings above rooftops with incredible acrobatic feats, which is part of that animatronic that they were testing over the course of the last couple years that does all the acrobatic stunts.
Let's hope it continues to work and it doesn't end up being like the Yeti.
Let's hope so. That's a pretty expensive animatronic to ground there. Avengers and their allies are seeking recruits of all ages to team up with Earth's mightiest heroes. The recruits will find their powers on the new family-friendly attraction, Web Slingers, a Spider-Man adventure, which is great because we saw recently Tom Holland doing some backstage vignettes, kind of walking the guests through their experience. And of course, trying to make sure that their web slingers work, because apparently it's kind of like Toy Story Midway Mania, where you get to thwip and you get to do all this and you're supposed to, you know, capture a bunch of little spider bots. It's going to be cool. Iron Man dons a new suit of armor. What? Doctor Strange brings some mystic arts to an ancient sanctum, and Ant-Man and the Wasp will appear for the first time at the Disneyland Resort, which is exciting because we love every one of those characters, Kristen. But this new Avengers campus is going to be recruiting, and guests already getting their merch. I mentioned that, which is going to be completely immersive, and people will be reliving or living out their superhero dreams that mixes innovation, technology, and fun for the whole family. So, and this is the first park that is dedicated to superheroes. Of course, they say that because A, they trademarked the term superhero. They co-trademarked it with DC, which is interesting. So they can use the term superhero. But yeah, this is the first Disney created park because, you know, that they don't have anything to do other than getting those checks from Universal over there, Universal Orlando.
Oh, I'm surprised Universal has not decided, like, you know what?
We're going to sell you this stuff
Disney, you can take it, and we're going to do something else.
Exactly. They should. They should just make more Harry Potter stuff. That's what they're good at, right?
Ah, yes.
Now that there's going to be more Harry Potter.
If they did another Harry Potter, or they could do, what is it, the Beastly...
Fantastic Beast.
That's it. They could do a section with that.
Do some Fantastic Beast action. That'd be good. So here are our top 10. It's a top 10 list. It's in no order, but there are 10 experiences you're going to be able to have when you make your way sometime to the Disneyland Resort to check out the Avengers campus. Kristen, shall we start with Web Slingers, a Spider-Man adventure? What is that all about?
It is all about gravity-defying acrobatic feats never seen before in a Disney park.
Yay.
Featuring Spider-Man.
Yes. You want to read more?
I'm going to let you read more.
All right. So this interactive escapade, guests will train with Black Panther. Yeah, did you hear that? And Wakanda's elite guards, Adora Milaje, to team up.
To save the Guardians of the Galaxy from the Collector's Fortress. Nice.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, there you go. That's
very
it.
Very cool.
No, I mean, it's going to be cool. The Web Slingers thing, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, the next thing we're going to talk about, I think, is pretty cool.
Well, hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
Because... They're going to be there, you know, with Peter Parker, Spider-Man, and he leads the Worldwide Engineering Brigade, the web team, of course, as they bring these bright new innovators who've been assembled by Tony Stark to invent new technologies to equip everyday people to become superheroes. So web is home for the web slingers, and this is, it's going to be really cool. So yes, craziness ensues when one of Peter Parker's pet projects that he's working on with you, the web team, goes out of control. So that's what's going to happen. That's why you see all these people, these little spider bots that are running around campus.
We'll be able to compare it to the one that Universal has that's featured Spider-Man. Spider-Man. A very different Spider-Man. Not as cool as Tom Holland.
He is
the coolest Spider-Man, in my opinion.
Indeed. So that is number 10. That is probably the biggest A-list attraction, E-ticket attraction there. The next is Avengers Headquarters. So the heart of the land, there's the iconic building where guests can catch a glimpse of the Avengers springing to action to save the day. A shining Quinjet sits atop of this beacon for the campus. And apparently there's going to be an Avengers show that's going to be there and character meet and greets. So you can meet the likes of Groot, Gamora, Star-Lord, Okoye, and Adora Milaje, Black Panther, Spider-Man, Captain America, Iron Man, Black Widow, Thor, and Captain Marvel, Ant-Man, and Wasp.
What about Loki?
Apparently Loki's going to be there too, but who knows which version of Loki's going to show up because of that new miniseries that's coming out. So
it could be any and every version of Loki.
It's going to kind of look like... It's going to kind of look like Tom Hiddleston. Yes. So there you have it. So Adventures Headquarters, that's number 9 on there. So that's going to be really
cool. I bet the guy will look nothing like Tom Hiddleston.
Probably. Probably. Although the guy that they have there at Disney World really tries to get the mannerisms and the voice down, which I can appreciate. I can appreciate that. The other thing that a lot of guests have already experienced is Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, which we have experienced because we were there a couple years ago for D23. But once again, a fan favorite, it opened up in 2017, and you can check out the Guardians. They've been captured by the by T'Von, right? So they're part of his collection. Rocket, Dax, Groot, Star-Lord, Gamora, and I think even Mantis got captured in there as well. And Rocket just broke out, and then you get to help Rocket kind of try to break them out of that place. So very cool. That's why it's called Mission Breakout. Uh-huh. So there you go. Hey, Michelle. Michelle's in the chat joining us. So one thing that you're going to love, let's go ahead and jump into this because this is your favorite
stuff. I thought we were going to talk about the other thing.
We will talk. Okay, well, we can talk about that too. I was kind of jumping around here.
Okay.
But we can
talk about the Sanctum.
Okay.
Because that, I think, is cool. And I think they should do this for adults too.
So you can explore the overgrown ruins of the ancient Sanctum. Did you know that there was an ancient Sanctum in Anaheim? I had no idea. I thought there was Hong Kong, New York, and London were the three sanctums.
Is that what was really where Heimlich was the whole time? His choo-choo train.
His choo-choo train was really the top of the sanctum.
Gosh, who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? But you'll be able to check out the outgrown ruins of the Heimlich's choo-choo train in the sanctum, where guests can learn of secrets from Doctor Strange, discovering the ancient magic ways with magical artifacts. Doctor Strange will train recruits in the ways of the mystic arts by bringing this ancient sanctum to life with powerful spells. And at night, the ancient sanctum glows even more vividly with majestic colors, lights, and pulsating mystic energy. And it looks awesome, y'all. It looks awesome. It looks great. So are you wanting to learn the mystic arts from Doctor Strange and take on
Agatha? I totally want to do that.
You're going to take on Agatha Harkness?
I'm not afraid of her.
You're not afraid of her?
I'm not afraid of her.
You're not afraid of no witch?
Nope.
That'd be cool, though. You could get Scarlet Witch and Vision in there, too, right? No, but
the guy that played Hannibal, why can't I think of that character's name?
Mads Mikkelsen?
Yeah, no, that's his real name. His character's
Cassilius,
name.
Cassilius.
That guy's kind of creepy.
He is kind of creepy. He's got like
especially when his eyes get all
like
black.
He's got like the crow eyes and all that. But anyway, yeah, the sanctum looks great. So there you go. There was a fourth sanctum in Anaheim. I had no idea. How about this, Kristen? It's all about the food. You're here for the snacks and the food because you're missing dining at Disney. And I think this looked really kind of fun, is Pym's Test Kitchen. So just as Ant-Man and the Wasp use Pym particles to grow and shrink just about anything, Pym's Test Kitchen will apply innovative science to the food creation. And this has got a showcase of normal foods with unusual scales. So you'll find like a big chicken sandwich, which has actually got really small, the regular size bun, but a huge chicken in there. Isn't that right?
A small pretzel or in a big pretzel.
Yeah. You see, there you go. So you can check out you'll get to savor foods like the impossible plant-based meatballs.
See, I want the meatball, but I don't want the meatball to be made of plants.
No.
I want a nice beef meatball.
So shouldn't they just be called plant balls? Just saying. Both large and micro served with pasta and super-sized spoon with a tiny fork. There you go. Another choice is the Pimini, which is a panini on toasted focaccia with meat, cheese, marinara, dipping sauce, which can be served by the slice or as a long multi-portion sandwich. And it will go great with a glass of Pingo Doce, which is a distinctly green beverage from an Avenger lore that will be available at Avengers Campus. So Pingo Doce was featured in The Incredible Hulk, if I'm not mistaken. That's the soda that the Hulk's blood dripped in and Stan Lee took a drink out of it. Of course, that was Ed Norton's Hulk, Right? Oh. I think that was. Gigantic soda cans with condiment bottles will be mounted in the vestibules as eye-catching art and outdoor seating will be a great place to watch for superheroes. Mm-hmm. Even superheroes need to refill and recharge. They'll probably head into PIMS tasting lab. So that PIMS test kitchen's there. Of course, the PIMS tasting lab will have oversized beer can overhead signals. That'll be there. So this is the place where Chris and I will be probably spending most of our time, because you'll be able to order craft beers and beer flights, Kristen.
I want to know how big are these beer flights going to be?
The glass fills from the bottom up. So they have those really cool speed wells or whatever they call it, right? The speed well that they have like at hockey games and things like that. So you can try some of that PIM particle infused cocktail experiments along with bite-sized snacks. So that looks good. I like that. You want to talk about this place?
The Shawarma Palace.
Yes, talk about that.
I think that is going to be cool.
Yes.
Oh, you changed the screen on me.
There you go. I want you to blew it up. Go ahead.
people may remember this from the Battle of New York, where afterwards Tony Stark and his friends went to the shawarma joint near the battle zone. And at this location, you'll be able to enjoy some of your favorite shawarma-inspired wraps. It's going to be a food cart, and it'll be decked out with memorabilia of Avengers fans. They will have handheld savory wraps with fragrant chicken shawarma and garlic sauce.
Sounds great.
Or if you are all about plant-based, they have the impossible plant-based falafel wrap.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go with that shawarma, the chicken shawarma with garlic sauce. I'm sold on that.
Yeah, but you know what? I do like falafel, so this will be good.
I'm not really it's okay, but like I'm not a fan of falafel.
You know, since they have shawarma, they might as well have grape leaves. Those are my favorite too.
Ooh, I do like grape leaves.
I love Greek food. I do. And Kristen, there's one more up your alley here.
There is the Terran Treats. Let's see. In addition to collecting lovable misfits, he is also curating weird and wonderful menus.
That's Tavon. Tanlayer Tavon. That's a character, the collector.
So they will have churro spirals with unique flavors. I want to know what kind of flavors they're going to have. And a cosmic orb with an outer shell revealing a decadent creamy filling. Those are just a few of the things that you will find at this location.
I wonder if we'll see Star-Lord do a dance-off. That would be great. Star-Lord can just hang out there and start dancing a bunch of just old school tunes.
You know what they need to have at the shawarma place?
What?
They need to have
baklava.
No, I was thinking of that Indian dessert made of chickpeas.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the name of that stuff. But it's kind of like a pastry. Yeah.
It's really good.
It's really good.
You didn't take a picture of the wrap, did you?
I did not. No, I did not. I don't think so.
Shame on you.
Yeah, shame on me. Hey, man, there's two more things we need to talk about to wrap up our top 10 here. What is a Disney park area without shopping, without just huge shopping? So check out web suppliers. So at this store, guests, aspiring web members will be able to get their swag and show off their pride, because they could be nerdy bros too, just like science bros, Bruce Banner, Tony Stark, and of course their adopted son, Peter Parker. So you can check out and build your interactive spider bots, which are there at Avengers Campus, powered by remote control. They've got the 8 articulated legs that move forward and backwards. They can customize your spider bot with tactical upgrades to harness powers and style some of their favorite superheroes, including Black Panther, Iron Man, Black Widow, as well as Ant-Man and the Wasp. Guests can also connect with their friends and spider bots for epic showdowns. So, Kristen, you could build a spider bot and I can have a spider bot, and we could go to town and battle each other and see which spider bot rocks more.
It'll be my spider bot.
What's your theme spider bot going to be?
I don't know.
Is it going to be a Black Widow themed spider bot?
Ooh, now see, that would make a lot of sense.
Or a Thor/Loki style spider.
No, see, it would have to be Black Widow, because Black Widow is a spider.
Oh, there you go. Of course. Of course she is. Other must-have items over at the web suppliers include specially designed backpacks to carry and show the spider bots when they're not in action, stylish Spider-Man goggles that light up and interact with their surroundings. Ooh, sounds interesting. Spider-Man action figures that interacts with the spider bots, web shooters that come to life with lights and sounds, and take-home spider kit and Funko Pop vinyl figures of Spider-Man and Iron Man. So
I think they need to have some, like...
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good.
I think they need to have some campus wear that is like based on what people typically buy at like a college campus shop.
They have it.
Really like cool jackets and stuff like
that. They have it. They have it. They absolutely have it. And they've been selling it too. And I can't believe it. I want to get some of that gear so bad. We're saving our pennies, y'all. Kids come first. I got kids. Oh, check this out. You'll also have the Campus Supply Pod. And this place is to power up your official Avengers Campus gear, including fleece hoodies, tees, headwear, drinkwear, and superhero supplies. So, yes, Kristen, your wish has come true. You can get all of that stuff at the Campus Supply Pod. You just led us into this great transition, right? And that
was
friend,
not intentional either.
Oh, well, I made it intentional and made it.
You made it work.
Hey, look, if you didn't say anything, they would have thought, hey, this is a natural thing. These folks have their stuff together, right? Yes. Sure. Why not?
You know what we need? We need a GoFundMe to take the kids to Disney. That's what we need.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you, we need, well, in due time, guys, in due time. We got kids, yo. We got kids. I hope you enjoyed our look. That's top 10 things to experience there at the brand new, at the brand spanking new, my new home and yours, Disneyland's Avengers Campus. I can't wait. I'm such a huge Marvel fan. I love what's going on at Falcon and Winter Soldier. It's great. I can't believe this wannabe Captain America just went to town. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Falcon, come on, man. Anthony Mackie, get that shield. It's your shield. It's your shield. Cap gave you that shield. I sound like Bucky. Don't I sound like Bucky?
Sure.
If you don't believe in yourself, Falcon, then what makes you think
that? He doesn't talk anything like that.
No, he doesn't. No. I'm just loopy right now. I'm just crazy loopy. while Kristen coughs her brain out, I just wanted to say thank you so much to Replay Heroes for supplying our theme music, our opening and closing music. Please check out Replay Heroes on Facebook and download the record right now on Spotify and on Amazon, wherever great records are sold. Love Replay Heroes. Kristen, where can people check you out? Because you have some really cool stuff going on for Dining at Disney.
They can check me out at diningatdisney.com. On Anchor or your favorite podcast platform, you can check us out. And last week we talked about Kat's trip to Walt Disney World, where she talked about the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival. And the week before that, if you want to hear about Touch of Disney, that's what Bubba talked about because he had already been.
Love it. I love it. And you can also touch base with Kristen because she can book your Disney trip, save you money, and many other things, many other vacation things she specializes in. Kristen, how do they hit you up?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Hey, and you need to do it quick because, you know, people are planning their Disney trip. You know, you want to stay at the Disney, Walt Disney World Star Wars Hotel, Galactic Cruiser. You need to go ahead and do that because they're already taking, if I'm not mistaken, they're already taking reservations, are they not? No?
No, I don't think so.
Not yet? Okay, well, soon. They'll be doing it soon. You can follow me, Al John Go, on Instagram, as well as all of our social media for the Disney List. We've got a great group at the Disney List, just like Kristen does over at Facebook for Dining at Disney. We have them. We have a great group as well. And we also are doing this great podcast, myself and Dave Bossert, called Skull Rock Podcast. You can check that out. We just had Dean Yeagle, who is an amazing New York cartoonist and animator. He's been involved with Disney and many, many other things. He actually animated the Cookie Crisp, you know, the Cookie Crisp stuff and the Kool-Aid Man and all that. He animated a lot of that stuff. So Dean Yeagle is great. He's worked for Marvel as well. He was a penciler for the Muppet comics over there for quite some time. So Dean Yeagle was a guest, and also joining him, a special guest, Nancy Beeman, who was one of the animating supervisors on Atlantis and Fantasia 2000 and many other great Disney films in that era. So we have both of them on the show. So please check out the Skull Rock podcast with Dave Bossert and myself. And I encourage everybody to check out Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long at srsounds.com. We're on the All Talk station, so thank you so much. You can also find us on every one of your podcast platforms. Don't forget to find the Disney List, subscribe, hit like, share, subscribe, give us those five-star reviews. We would appreciate it, especially on the Apple Podcast platform. Kristen, you had something you wanted to add for all of our friends?
Yes. Don't forget to check out our friends, WDW Park Hoppers, who talk about all things Walt Disney World, as well as our friends over at Disney Parks Podcast, where Tony and John talk about everything to do with the Disney parks.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm actually going to be on an upcoming episode of Disney Parks Podcast.
Oh, which is funny because I was on Disney Parks Podcast this last week with Dave Bossert talking about Skull Rock Podcast.
How'd you get on there before me when my was already scheduled? Because I am the dining expert.
Well, I'm
them.
Cool like that. I was just a guest. I was just there, just hanging. All good.
I'm anyway. Part of their expert panel because now they're doing a whole expert
thing. I'm part of their non-expert panel. Anyway, gang, thank you so much for joining us on the live stream throughout all the different Facebook pages that we've had. Thank you so much for joining us on this live show. Be sure to drop us a line. Let us know how you're doing. We do appreciate you subscribing and listening to the show or watching the show, as it were. In the meantime, my name's Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon. Adios.
This was not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney, with your hosts, Al John Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast, coming soon. Visit skullrockpodcast.com. I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast, as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock Podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.